What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. It's time once again for our monthly library chat, where we have Library Director Joe Rector from the James River Valley Library System join us. And Joe, welcome back to our show.
Warren, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure as always.
Yeah, we always love having you on. You always provide the greatest updates and all the latest happenings at the James River Valley Library System. And of course, we got to start out with those new hours. We know, sadly, those budget cuts happened, but it sounds like you guys are working through those and adjusting, and hopefully patrons will understand that.
Yes, we're doing everything we can to preserve patron services, even though we are going through a little bit of a financial difficulty right now. We've closed Stutzman County Library in the mornings, and that starts October 1st. So Stutzman County Library will be open 9 to 5 during the weekdays. But as good news, we've decided to open it one evening a week for programming. So one evening, and this is all very new and we're just working on it right now, but we'll have notifications on Facebook and on our website letting people know when these programs will be taking place. So we're really excited about that. And there'll be things like cooking classes, Lego club, and other events. So we're working hard to take care of everybody. And I also want to highlight that Alfred Dickey Library is going to be open at 9:30 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday. And that's to just help people have library access during a time when Stutzman County Library would have been open in the past.
Okay, so basically what we're saying too is be patient, but if you have questions or you're ever looking, you guys are going to be very open about that. Social media, of course, here on the radio, and they can, of course, call as well. So
yes, we want to provide services in every way possible.
So you did say something about those programs too at Stutzman County Library. And of course people would be very excited to know if there's, you know, COVID restrictions easing up at the library, but we want to make sure those spaces are still safe for everybody.
Right. We want to make our spaces safe. We're doing everything we can to facilitate that, keeping things disinfected. But in-person children's programs have already resumed. They're taking place at both libraries. They started when the school year started because we thought that was the logical time to begin with those. And then programs for adults will resume in October at Alfred Dickey Library and at Stutzman County Library.
Which is very exciting.
Yes, it is. We're really looking forward to that. People have missed it. People have been asking for these programs.
Well, and as it gets colder, having something to do inside, something productive, that's just very exciting too.
Exactly. It'll be things that people can take with them, like crafts, cooking classes. We're just really excited. Local experts in various things will be presenting.
We have Joe Rector again, director for the James River Valley Library System, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And it sounds like, we kind of already hit on that a little bit, Joe, but there's going to be ways that people can learn about these new programs, new hours, some exciting stuff happening there at the library.
Yes, we have a new website that's being unveiled at the end of September, and it's actually going to have an interactive calendar of programs. People are going to be able to find out much more readily what's going on at the library. And you'll be able to sign up using this calendar. Take a link from the calendar, sign up, let us know that you're coming. This is all also being optimized for cell phone access.
Okay.
So for those of you who find our current website a bit clunky for your cell phones, take heart. That is going to be fixed. And of course, Facebook at James River Valley Library is another option for finding out what's going on.
Multiple resources to stay up to date with that.
Yes.
And let's talk about those children's programs, because I know when we talked about those starting up, Joe, we were extremely excited, and it sounds like they're going very well.
They are going well. This is the first time we've ever offered daily after-school children's programs. We're offering them at Alfred Dickey Public Library and at Stutzman County Library. So if your student goes to school close to Stutzman County Library, that's an option if your student is typically walking home. We're very happy to have them. Games, crafts, video games, Lego club. We have snacks. It's for all ages, elementary through teens. We have very encouraging turnout. We've been getting 10 to 15 young people per day at Alfred Dickey Library. My staff told me that, hey, if we start getting more, we're going to have to open up a second room for these programs to take place. And that's a great problem. We want to have that problem. So if your young person is wanting to come over to the library after school, we're really going to facilitate that. One of the cool things is that our kids tend to be taking part in the programming rather than just using the computers like so many had done in the past. And so we're excited about that because they have an educational component and there's also an interactive component.
You might have some parents reaching out, Joe. How do you do that? How do you get them off the screens and involved in these programs, right?
You bet. You bet. We'll be able to give you some tips and tricks for that. And then something really exciting at Stutzman County Library, we're doing a new partnership with the NDSU Extension for a 6-week children's nutrition program.
Awesome.
And this will teach children to prepare healthy meals. So the bad news is the first class is already full, but there's some good news. Another class will be starting up this winter. So follow Facebook, jrvls.org online for upcoming details. But if your young person isn't signed up for this class already for the fall, the young person can still come and do crafts and games at the library. So we're happy to have them either way.
Awesome. Very good. So very exciting stuff for the children's after school program again at both Alfred Dickey Public Library and Stutzman County Library. Let's talk about that Library of Things, Joe, because I know that was a big highlight earlier this year that we talked about. And boy, oh boy, the support for that seems to be just very generous right now.
Yes, it's been through the roof. People in our community have donated $18,000 so far to the Library of Things.
Wow.
And this comes through a Friends of the Library outreach. So we're thankful to the Friends of the Library as well. But we are building more shelves for the Library of Things, and these will be installed this fall. We're also purchasing more items. These are puzzles, games, kitchen implements, crafts, and other items. If you have items to donate, we're still taking donations. You can call Nicole at 252-1531. Just ask for Nicole, who is coordinating that for us. Anyway, our new website that's coming at the end of this month has pictures and links to reserve items for the Library of Things. So that's going to be very helpful in people knowing exactly what we have.
We should mention too, Joe, before we go on, that the website may be changing, but I'm sure the link is still the same. I wanted to kind of clarify that too.
The link is still the same. Okay. There may be just a little bit of dark time that takes place on the day when we switch over. So if that ever happens, just hold on. It shouldn't take that long to do.
Good, good. Again, that's jrvls.org, I believe, right?
Correct.
And now, of course, we talked about the Library of Things and that support, Joe. People may be asking, well, what are some other ways I can help the library out? And there's a multitude of ways people can do that.
Certainly. Another way is we're accepting donations of books for our little free libraries. Our little free libraries are being built right now, and they're going to go in at Cleveland, Pingree, Woodworth, Ypsilanti, and Kensal. And we want to start our little free libraries with nice, gently used books. And we particularly need used children's books. So if you have some of those and you'd like to donate to the library, we would be delighted to receive those donations.
I remember talking to Nicole about that, bringing literacy to some of those communities. It's a wonderful program. And Joe, this is something that I'm always looking forward to. You like to bring in your monthly recommendations, and you got a couple of good ones here.
I sure do. We have a new book called The Woman They Could Not Silence by Kate Moore. This is the story of Elizabeth Packard, who lived back in the 1800s. Her husband committed her to an insane asylum for the offense of disagreeing with him. And tragically, that happened to many, many women back in those days. Husbands had that right, that power. And if they were tired of their wives, they could just commit them to an insane asylum. She was released from the insane asylum, so he locked her up in the home. Didn't let her see her children. Then he tried to recommit her, and she had to prove her sanity at trial. And so it's a really fabulous story. She was a pioneer in trying to get things changed so that wives wouldn't be committed to insane asylums just for displeasing their husbands.
Wow.
Another book is called Our Team, This is a sports book by Luke Eplin. And the 1948 Cleveland Indians were the first integrated team in the American League.
Yeah.
They featured Larry Doby and Satchel Paige, who are now Hall of Famers. These two, along with some other stars like Bob Feller, led them to a World Series title in 1948. This is a story of how that team overcame racial prejudice and stereotypes. So I think it's something that can be inspiring to us today. And then finally, a book called Write a Poem, Save Your Life by Meredith Heller. I used to be an English teacher in high school, and I wish this book had been available to inspire my teaching. It has poetry tips and prompts for lifelong learners, for teachers. Everybody really can take a look and see, you know, poetry might be a nice hobby for me. It might be a nice way for me to communicate with others as well. So these books are available at Alfred Dickey Public Library.
Wonderful suggestions. And again, there's more than this available through Alfred Dickey and Stutzman County Library. Joe, I mean, there's other ways people can get involved. We always want them to go like on Facebook, because there's some things, of course, happening on the Facebook page as well.
Absolutely. We're very good at posting things on Facebook just to keep you informed of what's going on at the library.
So how do we connect with the library? We already got a phone number in there, Joe, but of course the new website rolling out at the end of the month, but the best way to get more information is to just connect in the multiple different ways they can do that.
Yes, 252-2990 for Alfred Dickey, 252-1531 for Stutzman County Library.
All right, Joe, thank you so much for your monthly update. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Warren.